Oh, yeah, baby, I want to be your man. That's right. L.A. Guns off their Cocked and Loaded album. I want to be your man. Yes, indeed. We got some more great rock and roll that's coming. Also, we got a check of that weather forecast that's coming up here in just a little bit. On the Mountain of Rock, Q94, 7 o'clock hour is brought to you by Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains. They're good folks down there. Telling you, man, fantastic people. Very knowledgeable. Batteries, my goodness, they got batteries for your boat, for your truck, for your car, for your SUV, for your motorcycle, your side-by-side, your golf cart, your tractor. They got batteries for your flashlight. Batteries. Great. And you're going to be really surprised at the price. Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains. It's time now for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report as we cruise on down to the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas. You'll find them off of Fout Road. And Gary Faraci, how are we doing this morning?
We're doing well, Gary. Beautiful 63 degrees this morning down here. No wind. It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. No rain.
Yes, no rain, no storms, no tornadoes.
Yeah.
It was really crazy. You know, we talked earlier this week. I was down there this past weekend when Sunday morning the tornadoes went through, and I was just too close for comfort. And wow, but now it's cleanup, it's recovery, it's assess the damage. And, you know, I tip my hat to all the volunteers there in Northern Arkansas, all over, that's dealing with this, Texas County and Howell County and Shannon and Ripley. And then, of course, you know, down there around Lake Norfolk, all the volunteers that's coming out with their chainsaws, all the people that are, you know, donating food and water. Convoy of Hope came and dropped off a bunch of stuff at these communities. And, you know, it just makes you really proud to be an American.
Absolutely. Down here, you see it all over the place. Even local residents are cooking up and bringing out food to all the volunteers, anybody with a chainsaw. And it's just an outpouring of help for a lot of the communities in the damaged areas, clearing trees and debris. And my heart just goes out and prayers to some of these places that just lost so much. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, you know, I've been kind of following you know, Facebook and Lake Norfolk Lovers, and you know, a lot of boats unmanned just kind of out there adrift. And you know, a lot of people are like, well, what do we do? And you know, every boat has a tag on it, has its, you know, license, so to speak.
Right.
And you know, that first, if you have your phone, take a picture of that or write it down, because that is the quickest way to get in contact with the owner.
Right. And I've heard two instances out here on the lake, down farther down towards the dam, where there were just boats floating.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Just floating on the lake. People have gotten the boats and brought them to shore, put them up like on Sand Island down by the dam down there, and taken pictures of, like you said, of the numbers on there, and put it out there and let people know, hey, we found this, just say, Bass Cat boat floating in this area here. This is the numbers on it. We put it up and moored it up on Sand Island, so it's just not out there floating anymore,
mm-hmm.
or different places. And that's awesome. I mean, there's a lot of that actually going on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there is. And, of course, with that being said, you know, the fishing, of course, with the storms going through the lake, they're up just a little bit. It's not bad at all, by no means.
But what, we're at 558 and some change.
Yeah, yeah, which is, you know, that's not bad. But how has the fishing been?
Let's start with the stripers and the hybrids. That's been, I put a lot of pictures this week. Some people have done really, really well with fishing for stripers this week. Been really good. I don't know why the storms, something set them off, but it's been a good week. And the white bass are still biting. Boy, it's blowing up some places, like a white rooster tail, a chrome castmaster. Been working really good on the white bass, and that's been good.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's still a great time to be out there fishing. I mean, you know, if you're not having any luck, take all your clothes off, fish naked, then you'll catch some.
Yeah. have some fun. Make it a nice, good coffee, strong coffee drink, and go out and fill your thermos up and enjoy it. I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do? I mean, you know, the largemouth and, you know, bass, that's still been pretty good, too.
That's been really good. The bite on that this past week, I've had so many people come back in and tell me they caught limits and a wide variety of bait. That's what 10-inch plastic worms, some brush hogs, jerk bait, a little bit of everything. And then we're still getting some decent topwater bite from Super Spook Juniors. It's been a good week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any mermaid sightings?
Yeah. I think the storms chase some of the mermaids away.
I know. Those blonde-headed mermaids, I have to tell you what, they'll get you in trouble.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you know, here's the thing, though. The perch, the bluegill bite, that's really coming on good. And probably the jug and the catfishing is doing really good. Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up, because that's it. You go catch a bucket of small perch, and you put those on your trout lines, your jugs, whatever, and that's been really good. I personally think you put out 25 jugs or 20 jugs, and you end up with four nice catfish. That's fun. That's a good deal.
Yeah, you fed the neighborhood.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, this time of year, there's so many families that come down, or families come down and go camping, and it's the parents with the little kids, the grandparents with the younger children, and they get them out there, and to see the, they're just so excited. I see them come in here, and they're all, you know, happy and talking about the fish they caught, or pull, even if they go out and pull up a jug and that, they're just, it's awesome. I love watching that.
Yeah. Now, have you heard much about floating debris, you know, because it did blow a lot of stuff out there on the lake. Have you heard much about that, where the boaters need to use a little caution?
They do. It's not as bad as we've had it in the past, just from regular rainstorms, you know, where debris comes down. There is some stuff floating out there. You still have to be careful, but it's, for everything that's happened, it's in really good shape, yeah. Just be careful. You just got to watch out there. Be very careful.
All right. Well, Gary, for folks that want to know more, maybe book a cabin for a weekend at the Bayou Resort, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, it's all set up where they can leave us a message, a comment, something like that. Take a look at some of the pictures on there. I try to keep it up to date with some of the stuff that's been caught this past week. And, of course, as always, our website, thebayouresort.com.
That's right. And, you know, there's a spot where you can sit up there at Fouts and you can mermaid watch.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, whenever we get a free minute, we try to get down there and get set up, go down there and bring a cold beverage and watch for them.
they really like wine. I know that, you know, Merlot. Wine and Cheetos. They're great. I'm telling you, the best bait for a mermaid is Cheetos. You get a little you get some Cheetos and wine, you know, and
there you go.
And you're gonna have a blonde mermaid just wiggle right on up to the shore.
Well, we're gonna start doing that every week. We're gonna do a mermaid report.
Yeah, we got to. All right, thanks, Gary, and we'll talk with you next week.
All right, Gary, be safe.
Yeah, right on. All right, Gary Faraci with the Bayou Resort. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with a look at the weather forecast. Musically, I've got some Audio Slave coming up. We're going to show you how to live. We've also got some Joe Bonamassa. We're going to head to the river, and I'm going to give you the keys to the highway with Derek Trucks. More rock and roll right here on the Mountain of Rock, Q94. This hour is brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Stay with me. I'm coming right back.